Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael. Yes, it is back. It is me. I'm David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Don't hesitate to tune in to our website at faithfreedoms.org. And today I've got a pre-recorded interview. I'm live. I'm so excited about that. And I'm going to be playing another five-minute segment here in a few minutes. What it is, I wondered what people thought. What an idea. Have you thought about what it would be like to have a perspective of the man Chris Seiple from the Institute of Global Engagement? Now, that's a pretty catchy phrase. I guess people into globalism might love that, wouldn't they? It's kind of groovy stuff. He's got his PhD, his former military guy. He's got friends in high places for whatever reason. Hey, you know what occurred to me? I was thinking about this today, and I thought, man, I mean, there's a point where you get into certain circles, and he's going to be saying something about the hard-headed and soft-hearted and stuff like that. He's going to be making some comments about this stuff. But as the interest I had in this guy's program or his organization, his institute, is he has this idea about making sure that law protecting religion is in force globally, ultimately. You can get things down to that, to make sure that I can go someplace and no matter how passionate somebody is about what they believe or disbelieve, that they're not going to kill me because of it or treat me like a dirt bag. Well, I'll tell you what, here in America, I've experienced being treated like a dirt bag because I'm trying to obey God. And the problem is there are people who are statists who believe the state is the ultimate power on earth. And it has evolved to its place today. And they believe, demonstrated by their behaviors, that if you do not bow to the state, you are an enemy of the state. And if your religion and the state's preferences are at odds, you're an enemy of the state. And you got to make sure that your religion is tolerated only so far as it conforms to the state. Now, some of you go, yeah, that's it, yeah. Well, folks, you have no freedom if that's what you believe. You're just merely a slave. And the problem is, yes, I believe this complete fantasy, some would say, that we are created by Almighty God. He created with design, just like the laws of thermodynamics, the laws higher than the Medes and the Persians, which does not change. Richard Dawkins recently, he's a famed atheist. He wrote the book God Delusion. He came out with a statement in a recent book saying that DNA is proof that we evolved because DNA is common. In other words, it's this intricate, wild, and crazy, interesting chemical code, this chemical barcode that tells every single cell on every living thing on the planet exactly what to do by design. And when the cell messes up, when there's a fault or a flaw in the DNA, everything crumbles and dies. And he said, that's proof that we came from nothing. Talk about delusion. I think that he's succumbing to the pandemic of dementia that is sweeping the globe and influencing people in North America. But the point is here, folks, is that there's a different worldview. There's a worldview that's out to get you, to steal, kill, and destroy from you. And it manifests itself in statism, for one. So Mr. Seiple has this organization where he's really, ultimately, their goal is to make sure the rule of law is protecting religion is out there. And guess what, folks? If our law doesn't protect us in our religion, our duty to the Creator, then we have no protection in law. We have none. None. I mean, if it can't protect you to perform your highest obligation, it's useless. It's just a mechanism for tyranny. I mean, that's, I think so. Okay, let's listen to more. Another 5 minutes here about from Chris Seiple. If you have some comments about his perspective or whether or not somebody like him should be involved with the Council on Foreign Relations and the think tanks and the guys making decisions, out extra governmental people making decisions, you know, it's a long story. But go ahead. I'm going to have you listen to Chris Seiple's comments here, and then we'll take calls at 888-850-1872. Let's hear what he had to say. I got one other question. I think this will be intriguing to some of our listeners. Is what is the main mechanism that really enables you and your Institute for Global... I messed it up. I'm going to read it. Institute for Global Engagement at globalengage.org. So what is the mechanism that allows you to get in these circles? What's the main, you know, way that, that you're getting into these venues?
Well, that's another great question, David. The simple one is this. There are two, in this business and in the 21st century, you've got to be hard-headed and soft-hearted. Hard-headed and soft-hearted. And the problem is that type B, touchy-feely, soft hearts, go out and hug a tree. There's, all those things are good, but they're totally irrelevant because they're not engaging the world as it is. On the other hand, those people who engage the world as it is, the hard-headed realist, they don't understand that it's only the ideas and the values that are sustainable over the long term.
Good.
Because they're just going to go in and solve the problem, right? There's a bad guy, kill him. Well, how do I prevent the next terrorist? Well, I kill him. Well, you know what? Every time you kill a terrorist, there's 10 people in that family who are going to have a long memory, and you're going to create 10 more. So we have to get back to what I consider to be one of the great inaugural addresses, the second inaugural of President George W. Bush. I realize there's all kinds of political opinions about him, but what he said in that inaugural, that our interest and our values, our hard-headedness and our soft-heartedness, are basically two sides of the same coin. And we've got to learn how to spend that capital. Hard-headed, soft-hearted, interest and values, those two have to be able to talk together. And for whatever reason, God has blessed me and broken me as a fallen person to be more soft-hearted. I get that. But because I've got a union card called a PhD in international relations, and because I'm a former Marine, I also understand the hard-headedness. So I can speak the languages of both. And what we need in this world are more people, more nonprofits, more government officials who can be both hard-headed and soft-hearted as they engage the world. And it takes time to have that experience and that expertise, but we have to raise those leaders up so we grow them by design and don't find them by default. And that's going to be the difference between success and failure in Afghanistan and in the 21st century.
So it's just, in other words, let's just sum it up. Divine intervention, divine appointment. I don't know. But, well, obviously, you've got experience. You said you were a Marine officer. I know that you went to Naval Postgraduate School.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of that bio. So you do have a little bit of a ministry background, a little military background. Obviously, you gave an oath to support and defend the Constitution, et cetera. So I appreciate your giving me the time, Dr. Chris Seipel, and I'm going to give everybody a plug here, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to say departing words. I'll give you a free microphone there. But, folks, you're listening to Dr. Chris Seipel, and he's for the Institute for Global Engagement. And they are a charitable place. If you would like to give them financial support, no doubt they will say thank you, God bless you. So Institute for Global Engagement, you could check it out at globalengage.org. The other thing is I want to tell you is I encourage you, please, look at that video, Religious Freedom, the Ultimate Counterterrorism Weapon. You can get it on YouTube, and you'll be able to hear this and tell your friends about this broadcast we have. It'll be up on our podcast later. But Religious Freedom, the Ultimate Counterterrorism Weapon. Dr. Chris Seipel, thank you very much for your time. And departing chance to basically convey what you'd like to convey to our Florida audience.
Sure. Well, thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of Florida. Who's not? I actually serve on the board of Wycliffe Bible Translators and get down to Orlando at least twice a year and have always had positive experiences. If you believe in anything that's been said in this broadcast today, I would ask foremost for your prayers. Pray specifically for wisdom and discernment as we engage these complex places where God is already at work. It's not a question of what would Jesus do, it's what is he doing, and how do we come alongside leaders who have been appointed and anointed in difficult places to create a level playing field so that people can choose or not choose faith freely. Secondly, if you have ideas about people who are working in this world, who are hard-headed and soft-hearted, I would love to know them. We need to know more people who are thinking this way and engaging this way. And then lastly, as David pointed out, this doesn't happen through prayer alone. Prayer reveals resources. Resources are sometimes financial, and we obviously need that in a tough fundraising environment, and would appreciate your financial support as well. And you can check out the website, globalengage.org, to find ways to do that. Thank you, David, for your time today. I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, somebody appreciates what we're doing, too. How's that? Is that exciting? This is what it's about, folks. I'm going to give a plug for Liberty Works Radio Network. They don't pay me to do it. Well, it's a long time. I want to talk about that. But let me tell you, there's a lot of, let's say, wholehearted commitment going into what you're hearing. This is an unusual thing. Dr. Chris Stipel talked to me after I interviewed him. I basically said, okay, that's the end of our interview. I'll edit it and I'll bring this up and I'll just play it for our audience. By the way, our phone lines are open now at 888-850-1872, 888-850-1872. And he gave me some comments about how this guy, can I tell you, this guy operates in the realms of the leaders throughout the globe. And he gave me a comment about what we're doing here. And he said that, so this was actually a stimulating conversation for him. He said we were having dialogue about things that he hasn't had with people. I mean, he's trying to squeak conversations like this out of people. And we invited him to talk here for Liberty Works Radio Network on this Faith and Freedom show that I have to talk about these things, the substance of the stuff that's vital. There's a war going on, folks. You want to know where the global turmoil is? It's somewhere between Israel right now. I mean, really, it's Israel and Pakistan. There's some mayhem going on between Pakistan and India. But let me just tell you, it's connected to Israel. And ultimately, I mean, there's targets on Israel. We know about what's going on in Iran and the weird things. They just launched a 1,250-mile missile, all kinds of stuff like that. There's a really weird, crazy crisis going on in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Uzbekistan. It is nuts, folks. We got guys dying over there. They're trying to save lives, and they're killing people while they're trying to save them, which is a little bit weird. And we got military trying to be a good neighbor. They kill people. That's what military do. And you say, well, there's a little problem there. Well, it's martial law. You know, if you conquer a country, it's like when they conquered Japan. Guess who was in charge of Japan? MacArthur was in charge of Japan. So I understand it. He was the guy who oversaw the Japanese Constitution. It's a MacArthurism. So there's a crazy thing going on right now in the world that people should be paying attention to. Americans should be paying attention. Oh, I don't think there's... It looks like their support for the Afghani war is starting to wane. People don't have a clue what's going on there. They don't know who's getting blown up, who's not. They don't know who's making... There's people doing suicide bombers a lot, and they're not even from Afghanistan. They got like 14-year-olds coming in from Saudi Arabia and Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and Turkey and Germany, actually. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. So, and if you look at the current administration, I could have read from, and again, I don't care about the current, I don't care whether it's this administration or last administration or the next administration. We don't care, but we can't avoid talking about them, okay? We just can't avoid that elephant in the living room. The current administration, I was reading some remarks on, of all things, the Council of Foreign Relations, a bunch of six people giving their commentary on Afghanistan and what should be done, what shouldn't be done, things like that. And I read some commentary from one of the leaders who's in charge of the armed forces in Afghanistan. He was saying, hey, you know, we were told the following things, and we're kind of partnering with these NATO and American guys, but they were told they were going to deliver a certain thing. That's kind of where our agreements come from. And if we want to really make this work, we're going to need something better than rifles, you know, or whatever. I mean, they've got a need or whatever. I don't know what. And it could be the guys running the current administration in Afghanistan, a bunch of crooks. I don't know what's going on in Afghanistan. But my point is, does anybody here, even all the way up to the top of the chain of command here, know what's going on in Afghanistan? I think the guys on the ground know. Hey, keep tuning in. Come back. Give us a call at 888-850-1872. Talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. Give us a call at 888-850-1872. Check us out at faithfreedoms.org.